Welcome to yet another edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network. The High School Football Roundup Podcast focuses primarily on high school football in within the city of Albany, Daugherty County, as well as Lee, Worth, and other surrounding counties in Southwest Georgia. I'm your host, Walter Johnson. So on this week's podcast, going to talk about Lee County winning the Region 1-6A championship. Also, Westover's playoff chances after their loss to Carver of Columbus in Columbus. And down in Cordele, Georgia, got Crisp County playing host to Monroe of Albany for the GHSA Region 1-3A title. And also, undefeated Pelham looking to clinch a region title of their own, taking on their arch rivals from Jessup U.S. Highway 19 in Camilla, Georgia, and the Mitchell County Eagles. And both of those teams will be squaring off for the Region 1 single A title. And again, lots to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. And a good place to start would be in GHSA Region 1-6A, where the Lee County Trojans clinched their second straight Region 1-6A title with a convincing 45-0 win over Houston County at Trojan Field in Leesburg. And as hard as it is to believe, Lee County has outscored its opponents 386-30. And that's right, 386-30. And they've pitched four shutouts so far. I mean, you're talking about a team that's only given up 30 points total all season long. And that's unheard of in today's day and age. And giving up only 30 points and scoring at least 30. And the only time Lee County hasn't scored at least 30 points or more was a 24-7 victory over Northside of Warner Robins back on Saturday, October 13th of this season. So, you mean, and that's unbelievable. That's incredibly unbelievable to see a Lee County team, see a team like Lee County just not only win games, but win them convincingly. And with the win, Lee County clinches the Region 1-6A title for the second year in a row. And they had the only loss that the Trojans from Leesburg suffered all last season was to Valdosta. En route to a 9-1 regular season record. And of course, the Trojans would go on to win the state title over Coffey. And Lee County defeated Coffey in Leesburg last game of the regular season to clinch the region title. And eventually, they won that thriller in overtime, also at Trojan Field in Leesburg, for their first ever state title. And even with the region title in the bag, however, and there's still a lot to play for when Lee County and Coffey square off in Douglas, Georgia, in the southeastern corner of the state. And the reason for that is and Coffey sits at 1-2 in GHSA Region 1-6A and 7-2 overall. And Coffey got off to a fast 6-0 start and actually went undefeated in the non-region play. But it was when the Trojans from Douglas got into region play. When they ran into some trouble, suffered back-to-back upset losses at Northside of Warner Robins 30-20, and then the following week 37-22 at Valdosta, and the following week the Trojans snapped that two-game losing streak with a 41-14 victory over Houston County, and that's Coffey's only region win so far. And And the only other non-region, and speaking of both north side of Warner Robins and Valdosta, and the other region 1-6A contest, was a real thriller. You know, call it the thriller in Valdosta, as the Wildcats jumped out to a 21-0 lead over north side of Warner Robins, and then only to see the Eagles rally for 21 unanswered points of their own, tied at 21, and then Valdosta jumped out to another big lead, and Northside came back and turned out and scored and took their first and only lead of the game. However, it was A.J. Akins that kicked the game-winning field goal with just over 2 minutes to play. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go, to be exact. And north side of Warner Robins had one last chance to set up for a game-winning field goal try of their own, but were turned back by Valdosta. Final score, Valdosta 46, north side of Warner Robins 44. A really exciting game. Game well worth the price of admission. It was just too bad that somebody had to lose, and it was north side of Warner Robins that came up on the short end of the stick, and Valdosta, and ending their regular season on a winning note. So Lee County, thanks to their win over Houston County, will be the number one seed at 3-0 in region play. Also undefeated at 9 overall, and Valdosta finishes second in Region 1-6A at 3-1 in league play, 6-4 overall. So Valdosta will sit back and had a bye week and use that time to just rest up and heal any injuries they may have, just heal any bumps and bruises. I mean, which is, of course, normal for high school football, really, football at any level. Since, and thinking Valdosta obviously is going to use that well-deserved time off before getting ready for the playoffs. And you got Lee County and Coffey and playing at Jardine Stadium in Douglas, Georgia, and the campus of Coffey High School. And the other Region 1-6A contest. And that's also pivotal. And north side of Warner Robins taking a short trip down to Freedom Field in just outside of Warner Robins to face Houston County. And Houston County might be winless in region play at 0-3 and just 2-7 overall. But the game against an arch rival like north side of Warner Robins, that's basically a playoff game for Houston County. And Houston knows, you know, basically, and they need to win this game and hope for some help. Just to make the playoffs. So the bottom line is this, Houston County obviously needs a win and for Coffey to pull off the upset over Lee County and just to make the playoffs, and Houston County would make the playoffs by virtue of winning the tiebreaker over Houston County. Houston County would make the playoffs by virtue of winning the tiebreaker, by virtue of beating north side of Warner Robins, and therefore they would win the tiebreaker. However, should Lee County defeat Coffey and Houston County knock off north side of Warner Robins, and that would create a three-way tie for the final two playoff spots, the number three and number four seeds at 1-3 in region play. And then you had the three-way head-to-head. See, Houston County defeated north side of Warner Robins, which defeated Coffee. And Coffee, on the other hand, would have defeated Houston County. So, and that three-way tie at 1-3, in a situation like that, those results would cancel each other out. And then pretty much come down to how many points do the three teams allow against each other during region play. So the teams that allowed the fewest amount of points among the three, those are the teams that will be moving on to the playoffs the week of Friday, November 9th, while the odd team will be staying home for the postseason. So, although Lee County has already clinched the region title, I mean, there's still a lot to play for. So Lee County visiting Coffee, and Lee County will try to finish a regular season undefeated at 10-0 for the first time ever. And following up and that state championship season from a year ago in Coffee, and looking to go into postseason play on a winning note. And going to go ahead and move on right now. Let's see, moving on to Westover's playoff chances. And the Patriots traveled to Columbus, Georgia, and fell 44-18 to Carver of Columbus. And with the loss, Westover falls to 5-4 overall and 4-3 in GHSA Region 1-4A. And as for Carver, coached by former Darty head coach and player Corey Joyner, his Tigers improved to 8-1 overall and 6-1 in GHSA Region 1-4A. What that means is Carver will be the number 2 seed in GHSA Region 1-4A. And regardless of their outcome in their season finale against the America Sumter up in Americas on Friday night. And that's in Carver Columbus at America Sumter. And looking at the region standings in Cairo, thanks to their 45-14 win over Shaw on Wednesday, October 24th, clinched the Region 1-4A title. And the Sur Makers have won 7 in a row since losing back-to-back games to arch rivals Thomasville and Bainbridge. And the Sur Makers lost both of those games by a combined 9 points, combined total of 9 points. So Cairo sits at 7-0, undefeated in Region 1-4A, 7-2 overall, and Carver Columbus is 6-1 in the region and 8-1 overall after their 44-13 win over Westover on Monday night, October 30th. So Westover falls into a two-way tie for third place in Region 1-4A with Columbus, a team that defeated the Patriots from Albany earlier in the season. It was 46-26 in favor of Columbus back on September 6th of this season. So technically, Westover had a three-game winning streak snapped. And what that means is that the Darty and Westover's game scheduled for October 19th against Darty was canceled due to Hurricane Michael. And I think as most people know by now, Hurricane Michael just blew through Southwest Georgia by the time, Wednesday, October 31st arrives. It'll be 3 weeks since Hurricane Michael made landfall along the Panhandle and Big Bend regions of Florida, and moved into Southwest Georgia, and moved quickly through up into the mid-state, and eventually left to Georgia, going into South Carolina as a tropical storm. But let's go back, focus back on the football. So basically, Westover, with the loss to Carver, fell into a two-way tie for third place. And in reality, Westover's the fourth place team at the moment behind Columbus. So Cairo's one, Carver is two, Columbus High three, Westover from here in Albany four, number four, top four seeds. Then you have Hardaway, Northside of Columbus, and American Sumter all sitting at 3-4. And thanks to results from last week. So on Thursday, October 25th, Columbus improved to 4-3 in Region 1-4A, 5-4 overall, with a 34-6 route over Daugherty in Humil Stadium, in a game that had to be made up due to Hurricane Michael. Also, north side of Columbus, and won a thriller over Hardaway. Final score, 31-28 in favor of the Northside Patriots from Columbus. So that puts Northside at 3-4 in region play, 4-5 overall. And Westover knocked off a Northside in the Battle of the Patriots. And that was also earlier in the season, around the first half of the season. And Westover won a close one, 21-16, on September 14th. That was eight nights after being routed at Columbus High. So what does that mean exactly? So you got West Columbus and Westover at 4-3, and then Hardaway, Northside Columbus, and American Sumter at 3-4. And on Friday, October 26th, Westover was a 35-12 winner over American Sumter. And that was another critical win for head coach Olton Downs and the Westover Patriots. And then going into that game against Carver of Columbus, Westover very easily could have locked up a playoff berth had they won, but Carver had other ideas, and Carver, of course, and like I mentioned earlier, clinched second place with the victory. So Westover can clinch a playoff berth, their first since 2014, if they beat Hardaway on Saturday. And Carver Columbus, as mentioned earlier, will travel to Americus to face American Sumter. Cairo comes to Humil Stadium to face Daugherty. And Shaw wraps up its regular at 2-6 in region play, 3-6 overall. Will go to LaGrange for a meaningless game against the Grangers, and Columbus against north side of Columbus. And Westover will face Hardaway on Saturday, November 3rd at 11 a.m. in another game that had to be shuffled because of Hurricane Michael. So, again, if Westover, Northside Columbus defeats Columbus and Westover beats Hardaway, so that would put Westover at 5-3 in the region to finish up the 2018 regular season, and not only would the Patriots from Albany clinch their first postseason berth since 2014 And then they would also finish in third place all by themselves, assuming Columbus loses to North Side of Columbus. However, if Westover loses to Hardaway, and Columbus would be the third place team. Say Westover loses to Hardaway. Say and North Side of Columbus and American Sumter both lose their regular season finales, and Hardaway could jump over Westover for that fourth and final playoff berth. And so that would mean Cairo would be one, and then Carver two, Columbus High three, Hardaway four, and sadly, well, Westover would be on the outside looking in. So a lot's riding on this game. So a lot will be riding on this week, on the final week of the regular season's results, in the week of Friday, November 2nd. A lot will be riding on the Friday and Saturday results, November 2nd and November 3rd, respectively. And so while Westover needs one more win to clinch a playoff berth, and the Monroe Tornadoes already know they'll be going to the playoffs, and the Tornadoes are 5-4 overall, and 5-4 overall, and then defeated in GHSA Region 1-3A or 1-AAA, thanks to close wins over Cook and Worth County at Humil Stadium, and Monroe outlasted Cook 36-34. And the Tornadoes had a chance to, Cook, I should say, had a chance to win on a last second field goal, but that attempt was blocked. And Monroe held on for a thrilling 36-34 win. And in the last week's game on Friday, October 26th against the Worth County Rams from Sylvester was just as close. And the Tornadoes escaped again with a 14-13 win. And Monroe might be just one game above 500 overall at 5-4. But the more important part of the standings, if you're for those Tornadoes fans that are listening, they're 2-0 in GHSA Region 1-3A with a visit to Cordial, Georgia. And the Cougar Den on the campus of Crisp County High School to take on the Crisp County Cougars. And while Monroe's had to eke out some close wins in both of their games, and the Cougars have had a relatively easy time of it in their two region contests. And a 35-0 win for the Cougars at Worth County on Friday, October 19th. And then last week, on the 26th of October, Crisp County rolled past Cook 28-6. So it's really straightforward with Monroe and Crisp County and Cordial on Friday, November 2nd. And the winner of that game will finish region play at 3-0 and will be the Region 1-3A champions. And not to mention, they'll be the number one seed and for the playoffs, and get home field advantage for one or two playoff games. On the other hand, the loser of the contest will finish region play at 2-1 and settle for second, and host at least one playoff game against somebody. And then briefly mentioned the consolation game between the 1-8 Worth County Rams and the 2-7 Cook Hornets. And that game will be played in Adel, Georgia, this Friday, November 2nd. And both teams sit at 0-2 in GHSA Region 1-3A, and with just four teams in GHSA Region 1-3A or 1-AAA, and it's also clear as to what's going to happen with that contest. And the winner of that game will finish third and clinch the third automatic playoff berth. And the loser's season will come to an end. And so you got Monroe, Crisp County. So there's Monroe and Crisp County in the championship game in Region 1-3A. And Worth County and Cook. And what basically is the consolation game, the third place game in Region 1-AAA. And last but not least, taking a look at the battle for the GHSA Region 1 Single A Championship. You got the Pelham Hornets and the Mitchell County Eagles playing in Pelham, Georgia. And Pelham is 9 overall, and Mitchell County 8-0 overall. I make that 8-1 overall. And seeing Pelham's has just been pummeling opponents left and right all season long. And only allowed a grand total of 59 points, I should say, while pitching 5 shutouts, and 4 of those have come in the first 4 games. And last week, Pelham rolled to yet another easy win at Seminole County, against Seminole County, 63-19, the final score. And they'll face a Eagles team from Camilla that's reeled off 8 straight wins since losing their opener to Brooks County back on August 17th. Final score 43-6 in Brooks County's favor. And Mitchell County, though, hasn't lost since. And the Eagles have been winning games in pretty much the same convincing fashion as their arch rivals from further south down US Highway 19 in the Pelham Hornets. So that's going to be, and at one point in Mitchell County, amazingly has pitched 4 straight shutouts, or had done so, 48-0 over Bakington Charter, 50-0 over Stewart County, 41-0 over Calhoun County, and 56-0 over Terrell County. Those games being played on September 14th, 22nd, October 5th, and October the 19th. So, and their most recent games, Mitchell County played 2 games in a span of 4 calendar days, on October 23rd, a Tuesday night game. And Mitchell County defeated Seminole County 28-6. And then 3 nights later, and the Eagles won yet again, this time rolling past Randolph Clay 49-6. So that should be a very outstanding matchup down in Pelham, Georgia, at the Hornets' Nest. The Pelham Hornets playing host to the Mitchell County Eagles. So the winner of that game wins the Region 1 Single A title, and the loser will be the runner-up. And the winner of that game will also be in an excellent position to get a very high seed in the Class Single A Public School playoffs. And more on that toward the end of the podcast. So I'm going to move right along as quickly as possible. And GHSA region, and they got some other region races of here in the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area, or what I consider to be the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. We're kind of like on the fringes. And starting with Region 1-7A. And Colquitt County over Tiff County, 45-7. And the Packers are now 9-0. And head coach Rush Probst and the Packers and will look to finish the regular season undefeated against Lowndes in a big game for the Region 1-7A title. And the Pack and the Lowndes Vikings held off Camden County 28-27. And Lowndes bounced back from a tough loss to Tiff County almost 2 weeks ago on October 19th. And it was 21-17. The Vikings fought, losing by 4 at home to Tiff County. And Lowndes is now 1-1 in Region 1-7A, 7-2 overall. And in Tiff County, after the loss to Colquitt County, dropped to 1-1 in region play, and 6-3 in the region. And Tiff County, believe it or not, Tiff County holds the tiebreaker over Lowndes for second place, just to say, in the region if the season ended right now in Camden County. Although they're 0-2 in region play. 6-3 overall, and Camden literally took Lowndes to the limit before losing, and Camden will host Tiff County, and Camden will hopes to clinch a playoff berth, the at-large playoff berth, if they knock off the Blue Devils, and obviously a good possibility. So just like Region 1-3A, Region 1-7A has just 4 teams, with the top 4, made that the top 3 teams being guaranteed a playoff berth, and the 4th place team in 1-7A will be thrown to a pool of multiple 5th place teams from Regions 2-8, and then the team with the highest power rating of those, all those teams will advance to the playoffs. So a lot riding on that game, and moving on to some other regions. In Region 1-5A, and Warner Robins undefeated in Region 1-5A at 3-0, and 8-1 overall. And will face veterans, Art Tribal veterans from down the road in Kathleen, Georgia, for the Region 1-5A title, and veterans held off a stiff challenge from Thomas County Central to win 31-27. And in the other Region 1-5A contest, Bainbridge won easily over Harris County 49-0. And Warner Robins, as mentioned, 3-0 in the region, 8-1 overall. Veterans and Bainbridge are 2-1 in the region. And with the Warhawks sitting at 8-1 overall, and the Bearcats 4-5 overall. Harris County is 1-3 in the region, 3-7 overall. And Harris County completed its regular season with their game against Bainbridge. And Harris County's only region win came against Thomas County Central, whose Yellow Jackets sit winless at 0-3 in the region, 5-4 overall. And appear like the Yellow Jackets were on their way going into region play, but the 3 losses, all league contests, and obviously it pretty much wiped out their postseason chances. And Thomas County Central plays host to Bainbridge in a game that could determine playoff positioning. Say Bainbridge wins, and then Veterans loses to Warner Robins, and the Bearcats would finish second in Region 1-5A. And say, on the other hand, Veterans could knock off Warner Robins, and Bainbridge could defeat Thomas County Central, and that could create a 3-way tie for the region title in 1-5A, and then lots of things to sort out. And in Region 1-AA, and still in the GHSA, and Brooks County clinched the Region 1-AA title with a 20-27 win over Fitzgerald, and Early County pitched a shutout over Berrien, 17-0. And Brooks County goes to Berrien, trying to complete the region play undefeated, going to postseason on the winning note. And Early County visits Thomasville, and with the loss to tough loss, and at that to Brooks County, Fitzgerald finishes the 2018 regular season at 3-1 in GHSA Region 1AA or 1-2A, 7-3 overall. And the Purple Hurricanes will be the number 2 seed no matter what. And Early County and Thomasville, and that's and both teams are 1-2 in the region, with the Bobcats from Blakely, Georgia at 6-3 overall, and the Bulldogs at 5-4 overall. So that could decide some seeding. And Berrien, if they knock off Brooks County, would be will finish region play at 1-3, 6-4 overall. And the loser, so even if Berrien were to pull off the upset over Brooks, and they would be 1-3, Berrien will only be able to manage to finish in a tie with the loser of the Early County Thomasville game. So no matter what happens, Berrien's season will come to an end. So looking elsewhere, how about the class single A power ratings? And Irwin County is at 9-0 on the year, and Marion County 2, and Clinch County 3, Pelham 4, and Metro County's number 8. And Charlton 10th, Chattahoochee County to south of Columbus, 11th in Region 1 single A. And Turner County at number 17, Miller County 19th, and Seminole County, despite just barely being above 500 and not really having a place to play, and still hanging in there at number 21. Wilcox County tied for 24th with Jenkins County. So in the final week of the regular season, is just really getting down to it. And GISA Region 3 AAA going into private schools to wrap things up. And Deerfield Windsor's lost 3 in a row to Brookwood, to Southland, and most recently to Tift Area. And the Knights from Albany in a must-win situation if they're to make the playoffs, and they head to Valdosta to face Valwood. Knights winless in Region 3, GISA Region 3 AAA, and 5-4 overall. And you got the, so Deerfield needs a win over Valwood, and some tiebreakers to go their way. And you got the 8-1 Southland at 9-0 Tift Area. Both teams are 3-0 in region play, and both teams will be playing for the region championship. And how about, in speaking of region championships, in Dawson, Georgia, some 20 plus miles northwest of Albany, got the 5-4 Terrell Academy playing host to 7-1 Southwest Georgia Academy out of tiny Damascus, Georgia. Both teams are 2-0 in GHSA, or make that GISA Region 3AA. And in the consolation game of sorts, in Crisp Academy and Westwood square off in Camilla, and both teams are 0-2 in the region. And Crisp Academy from just outside of Cordial, Georgia, 4-5 overall. Westwood just 1-8 on the season. So on that note, that's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And this was for the week of Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. And this has been your host, Walter Johnson. I thank you for, as always, for listening to the High School Football Roundup podcast. And you can listen to this and previous episodes of the High School Football Roundup podcast at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter SWJ Network, and then and lots of content for you to listen to, and if you are good, a few valuable articles to read on the website as well. Again, that's Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also on Twitter at SWJ Network. And thank you for listening. And that's going to do it. So long.